Module 1, the foundation lesson, 3 professional standards. At this point, you understand 2 things. Your foundation matters, and your environment will influence you. Now we move into something that controls both, your standard. Because in this industry, your results will always rise or fall to the level of your standards. Not your intentions, not your motivation, not your potential, your standards. Most salespeople believe they are working hard. They believe they are doing enough. They believe they are serious about their job. But when you look closer, the standard is not there. Follow-ups are inconsistent. Preparation is rushed. Communication is average. Energy goes up and down depending on the day. Attention to detail is weak. And over time, that creates unstable results. That is what low standards look like. They are not always obvious. They don't feel like failure in the moment. But they show up at the end of the month. A missed target, a slow pipeline, deals that never came together, opportunities that were lost without understanding why. That is the cost of operating without a clear professional standard. A professional standard is not something you switch on when you feel like it. It is something you carry every single day. It shows in how you arrive at work. It shows in how prepared you are. It shows in how you speak to guests. It shows in how you follow up. It shows in how you manage your time. It shows in everything. And here is the important part. Standards are not set by the dealership. They are set by you. Yes, there are rules. Yes, there are expectations. But your personal standard can be higher than all of that. And that is where professionals separate themselves. They do more than what is required. They prepare more than what is expected. They follow up better than everyone else. They communicate clearly and consistently. Not because someone told them to, because that is who they are. That is what a standard means. It is not forced, it is chosen. There is also something else you need to understand. Low standards are easy to live with in the short term. You can skip a follow-up, you can delay a call, you can take things lightly, and nothing immediately goes wrong. That is why it becomes dangerous, because the consequences are delayed. But over time, it builds. Missed follow-ups turn into lost deals. Poor preparation turns into weak conversations. Inconsistent effort turns into unpredictable results. And suddenly, the month feels difficult. That is not bad luck. That is the result of low standards repeated daily. High standards work differently. They require more from you up front, more discipline, more focus, more attention to detail. But they give you control. When your standards are high, you know what must be done. You don't rely on mood. You don't wait for pressure. You don't guess your way through the day. You operate with clarity. You follow up properly. You prepare properly. You handle guests properly. You manage your deals properly. And that consistency builds confidence. Not fake confidence. Real confidence. The kind that comes from knowing you are doing things correctly. Another thing about professional standards. They are visible. Guests can feel them. Managers can see them. Your results reflect them. A guest may not understand your full process, but they will feel your professionalism. They will notice your attention to detail. They will feel your consistency. They will respond to your confidence. That is how trust is built, not through words, through standards. And in sales, trust is everything. This lesson is where you take ownership. No more guessing. No more doing your best without structure. You decide your level. You decide how you operate. You decide what is acceptable and what is not. Because once your standard is set, your behavior follows. And once your behavior is consistent, your results follow. Key takeaway. Your results will always match your standards. Low standards create inconsistent performance, while high standards create control, confidence, and stability. Professional salespeople do not rely on motivation. They rely on the standards they choose to live by every day. Final takeaway. If you want to improve your results, do not start by looking for new techniques. Start by raising your standards. Because once your standards improve, your actions improve. And when your actions improve consistently, your performance follows.